Hello, my name is Tyler, and this is the second episode of my podcast. First off, I want to say how I truly apologize for the slack in recording new episodes for my listeners. I will say that there has been so much that has happened throughout these past 2 years, and sadly, I put my recording to the side, but I will say that it will not happen again, and I am keeping myself accountable this time. I also want to apologize and give you a heads up that this is not going to be an episode about education. However, it's an episode to really just discuss and just share with you the two big life changes that has happened to me last year and the year before. So if you came to listen about the education part, which is what my podcast is about, feel free to skip to the next episode. But maybe one of these stories is something that you could relate to. I'm going to be completely vulnerable because I feel like I do owe you an explanation for my absence. So here it goes. So around the time of my last recording and posting, which was in February 2023, I was pregnant. And I had a baby girl in July of 2023. So now she is about 18 months now in January, and she is such a joy in my life. She's funny, smart, determined, and loves to look through all her books. There is so much I can say about her, and I am truly blessed that the delivery went well and that there were no complications. Postpartum was very difficult. I felt like I read all the books and heard all the great podcasts about being pregnant. However, I didn't do any research on postpartum. Thank God I didn't necessarily have postpartum depression. And I felt like any time my mind was going in a deep train of thought about being depressed, I would, you know, get my mind occupied, maybe go outside, take a walk. I do have a dog too, so he definitely keeps me busy as well, because I know our mind is such a powerful muscle, our brain. So the delivery did go well and there was no complication. And specifically, I will say I had a difficult time with my milk supply, and that was tough for me because of my head, and I feel like society makes you believe that only breast is best. And everything indicates that breast milk is the healthier, more holistic, and natural thing to do. And in my mind, I was thinking, if it's so natural, why is it so difficult for me? I probably ate oatmeal for lunch, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, which helps with your milk supply. Drink water nonstop. I took liquid gold supplement pills, lactation brownies, all the things that help with milk supply. Drink the mother's milk tea daily, went to all the lactation classes that were offered. And I know pediatricians also tell you to pump every 2 hours, which is supposed to build up your milk supply as well. So I did all of that, and I felt like my baby was so hungry after I breastfed for, like, I don't know, like sometimes 15, 20, 30 minutes, she would be crying after and just very frustrated. And I didn't know what to do. And I just felt like it was really difficult. So I know one of my doctor visits, the pediatrician said that my baby needs more milk and that she is hungry and that I needed to start formula. And oh my God, my brain and everything, I was just like very upset, and I was thinking, oh my God, like, what is wrong with my body and why am I not producing enough milk for my baby? So I did supplement feed. So I did both breast milk and formula up to 4 months. And she was just drinking way more than what I was producing. And I would be so discouraged when I pumped. And when I pumped, it was sometimes only 3 to 4 ounces and sometimes even less. So I was just very hard on myself. And I felt like it was really hard for me to enjoy that time because I was so focused on pumping and supplying milk for my baby. Like that's literally the only thing that I could think about. And I just felt like really defeated and just really sad. And I felt like I just wasn't really enjoying what I should have just enjoyed, like motherhood and the process. But I was so focused on feeding my baby, which I mean, I'm sure all mothers can relate. Like we want to make sure our babies are healthy and fed. So that took a big toll on me. And I didn't know why my body wasn't doing this. So on top of all the other emotions that you have during postpartum and everything else that your body's going through and all your hormones and whatnot, it's a lot. So once I was able to come to the realization that my baby is healthy and happy with supplement feeding and formula, you know, I had to realize that as long as she is eating and growing developmentally, you know, that is what matters the most. And I appreciate all the videos of mothers out there sharing the love and support to other mothers who breastfed or gave their baby formula or supplemented because I needed that. And there's so many mothers on there and so much support online. And I just really do appreciate that because it just makes you very vulnerable to share your story. And a lot of mothers are able to relate to that out there. So fast forwarding, my baby girl is very healthy and she's extremely happy and social. She's such a social baby. And after coming to grip that every baby and body is different, I wasn't comparing myself to other people and I wasn't thinking that something was wrong with me. I was just learning and enjoying the process of learning to be a new mom and, you know, really cherishing the moments with her and my husband. And after, you know, so much thought and reflecting on everything, I feel with my next baby, it's going to be different. And I am going to actually take a step back and just give myself some grace because that's what I really did need. And I just look back on those days and think, wow, like mothers are truly superheroes. They go through so much. And it's right after you give birth, it's just your world and life is just extremely different. And I love every part of it. So shout out to all the mothers out there. And if you're a parent listening to this podcast, I know you're a good parent because you're listening to learn and gain insight and information in order to be the best parent you can be. We are all going to make mistakes in our life. We are human. But learning from our mistakes and changing our mindsets to a positive one, you know, it does take effort and it does take courage. And your kids, your babies, they appreciate and they see that. They get that energy. So that was a big life change. And that's one of the reasons why I was absent from my podcast. So I know you're probably wondering what the second reason is, because I did say that I have two reasons. So the second one is a lot different than the first. The second change was during the beginning of the 2024 year, so last year. And I'm sorry, I don't want to get emotional, but my mother was diagnosed with breast cancer. And hearing that C word is scary no matter what stage or where it is. And it's almost like a bad dream when you hear a doctor tell you that. And I was in such disbelief. And I can go into detail about everything, but just know that she did get a mastectomy. a mastectomy on the right side in September of last year. And she went through the surgery. The surgery went well. And she was in the recovery stage, you know, after that for a while. And we're just really blessed that her surgeon was very positive and on top of everything. And we really did pray, and all my family and friends, I do appreciate you for ones who really like checked in and helped out and provided food, soup, like everything for my mom. So thank God she didn't need any chemo or radiation. She just needs to continue to take a medicine to prevent the cancer from coming back. However, there are side effects, which really is taking a toll on my mom. She's one that never took medicine and she never needed to. But now that she has to take this medicine every single day, and there are symptoms to this medicine, there are negative side effects. So she's just getting through it. She's a really tough cookie. Like, she's been through so much throughout her life, and she's definitely one who is resilient and very strong mentally and physically. So I know that we will get over this hump, and she will go on, and we will continue to do big things in our life. But overall, it is a blessing that she is okay. And I will say, when you do have a baby or a high demand job, it helps to get your mind occupied. There are nights where I couldn't go to sleep just because of the research I was reading and all the diets I was trying to look into for her. And there's just so much information. But having a support system, such as your family and friends, it's so helpful. Because they are there for you to listen to. They're there for you to help you. And some of my friends' family have gone through the same process, which was really helpful for my mom, because she was also one that played. She was also one to help my mom throughout this whole process and what to expect and how you would feel afterwards, and just having someone to somewhat relate to. And overall, my mom is doing well, and she is looking, this changes her perspective a lot on life and what she wants to do in life. And she wants to travel more and, you know, spend, of course she loves family and spend time with family, you know. So I feel like definitely like trauma and big life, you know, choices and things like that, it does play a big part. And through the ups and downs of life, I am blessed to have family and friends to celebrate the good times and to talk to during the tough times, and be able to cry when there are, you know, times where you feel like you are just down. And I have to remember to count all my blessings and to reach out to ones, because you never know what someone else may be going through. And if you don't have family or friends that are close or nearby to you, I encourage you to find a support group. And that could mean a parent group, breast cancer group, groups within your city. Just to have that connection, it's just so important. And maybe you tried an app, or maybe you looked into a group or a Facebook group, but it just, the vibe isn't there. Like, continue. And even maybe this could be your sign to make your group. So I would definitely look into that, because it's not good when you feel like you're the only one, or when you feel like you have no one to talk to. So it could be scary to put yourself out there, and easy to be comfortable with being alone or in the same routine. But trust me, everybody needs somebody. Life has challenges and can be stressful. Please, please reach out to someone. I am also extending my email to you. Please email me if you need to vent, have any questions, need guidance, want a funny joke. Sometimes I could be a little funny. whatever it may be. Sometimes it's easier to talk to someone that doesn't know you, so there's no biases or history. But honestly, just me going and saying all this in my episode right now is just, it's so helpful, and it makes me kind of reflect and think about the years and everything I kind of been through. So life can hit us left and right. And when it does, it's okay to not be okay. And I feel like we need a reminder of that statement sometimes. It's okay to not be okay. And relay the same message to your kids. Sometimes they are experiencing so many emotions, and they need to know that it's okay to have a sad, mad, anxious day. And help them come up with ways they can cope in their own way. Their way may not be the same as ours, and that is okay. It is okay to have a lazy day or to feel overworked, but find a healthy outlet. Take a long bath. Take a walk. Listen to uplifting songs. Talk to a friend or family member. Email me. Start a new recipe. Watch a funny movie. No criminal or crime shows, though. Maybe work out. Go to lunch by yourself. Sometimes eating alone is very helpful because you don't feel like you need to continue a conversation and have words to say. It's just good to clear your mind. Or whatever you do that makes you feel good, do that. Because not every day is going to be a happy or great day. And that doesn't mean you're depressed, or that doesn't mean that something's wrong with you. It just means that you're human. So overall, I appreciate you tuning in and listening. As mentioned, I am just now starting off again, and I realize the high demand for resources and support to help so many parents. And remember, there is no special handbook on how to be the best parent. But when you choose to learn and understand any trauma that you may have, you're making a conscious effort to build a better version of yourself, as well as guiding your child or children. So I appreciate you for being my listening ear. Please stay tuned for the upcoming episode of Guiding Black and Brown Parents in the School System. Remember, confidence builds success within yourself. Thank you.